Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, April 19th, 2021, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, and I know that in today's climate that may be a hard thing to say in light of all of the hard things that are happening, but say it anyway. Say it emphatically and say it prophetically and say it because it is so much better than speaking dread over yourself, over your day, and over your life. Oh, what's that you say, but it's not true. Oh, I beg to differ. On some level it is. I know that on some of my worst, hard, heavy, and horrible days I've said it because that little pinch of sanity helped me a lot. It helped me to make it through the day, the week, the months, the moments when life did seem to be anything but happy. So even if life doesn't show it, you just got to know it and declare it. Over all of that stuff. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands, stomp your feet, do a little dance, and then repeat. Do not let these things defeat you. Life will keep moving. The clock will keep turning. So dare to choose how you will move with it. With your uncompromised happiness and unapologetic self. Oh, did I say unapologetic? Yes, I did. You know why? Because it's the big, bad, and bold word for the day. Especially if you happen to be gray. Yeah, I said gray. I'm referring to every single beautiful strand of it, blend of it, every sensational silver lock of it, every pretty platinum twirl of it. Today we're talking about unapologetically gray. My guest today is unapologetically gray author Tracy DeMoss Byerly. Tracy holds an International Coach Federation credential as an associate certified life coach and also licensed master social worker. She's a busy girl, I'm telling you. She and her husband, Frederick, are co-partners as certified success coaches and work together to bring empowerment and transformation wherever it's needed to help us live the most exciting vision of the future that we could possibly imagine. I don't know about you, but I like the sound of that. Well, we're going to first start off by taking on gray. Be fierce with it, I say. Don't fret it. Welcome, Tracy.
Oh, I'm over here laughing silently. I almost have tears coming down my eyes. Hello, everybody. That intro right there. Love it.
Well, you know. We got to inspire folks because that's what we do, right?
That's right. That's right.
And we're going to do that unapologetically, too. Absolutely.
All the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. Well, it's great to have you on today. I want to share with people that, you know, we were talking earlier and you said we're family. Well, it just so happens, Tracy and I and her husband all worked together recently at a shoot for a commercial that'll be coming up sometime somewhere. We don't know. But we were, she was my sister, and she was there with her husband. We were all doing this big family thing. It was a really, really wonderful shoot. It was one of the most fun ones that I have been on, I guess because they kept us so busy during
that
time. Yes, they did. Good one. But It was wonderful working with you all and getting to know you and learn about what you do. And so I just had to just invite you here to share some of the other things that you do with life and especially those things that you're doing to try to help other people. I really, really love that. So with all that being said, I want to ask you because, you know, you're a fierce-looking girl yourself, I'm telling you, and I love it, you know. You are definitely working that gray. But what I want to know I want to know, because you know what this made me think about, Tracy? It made me go back to when I first started graying to think about what I was thinking. And I was 28 when I started graying, so that's been some decades ago. But I want to know, what did you think when you first started showing signs of gray hair? You know, let me just say, when mine first came in, I was like, okay, well, am I not too young for this? And then I remembered that my mother grayed early, and she happened to have a beautiful expression of it in her hair. And I thought, well, okay, maybe this is going to be okay. So I didn't color it for probably, I'm going to say, 15 years. And then the times that I did, I couldn't wait till it grew back out because I hated it so much. But it's a thing now, you know. So what did you think when you first saw it?
I started seeing some grays at 18, and like everybody else, tried plucking it out. And then after a while, I just didn't care. And life was consuming me so much that when it really started popping in real good was late 30s. It was very noticeable by 42, 43, and then it seemed like within a 8-year span, I just turned white. I wasn't bothered by it, but people were. Go ahead.
So even at 18, you didn't feel some kind of way. You were okay with it.
Yeah, I mean, I they were coming in, and it was like, whatever, okay.
Was your mom gray already?
No.
At that time?
No.
Mm-mm. Wow.
And my mom will tell you that she is unapologetically tinted, and she's thinking about letting her hair grow gray next year. But I noticed that the years keep going up. So I think I've maybe seen my mom gray probably within the last 10 years, once or twice. It did not last long.
Well, I've colored mine everything from blonde to brown to red to jet black. And the hardest one was when I did jet black because, you know, I had some pretty lengthy hair. And so growing it out was really something because I had that two-tone hair color for a long time. And I also enjoy wearing wigs, so that part made it easy. But then I also enjoyed wearing these very long fly girl ponytails. And so I had to do, you know, I had to make it look fashionable. So I get my, you know, I'd have my gray in the front, half my head would be black, and then I have a black and gray ponytail.
Worth that grande, uh-huh.
But I'm saying that in case you want to help your mom out a little bit to keep her
that
looking fly.
That brown hair makes her happy.
Oh, my goodness. So anyway, since you had no issues, I didn't really, and I never have, although my daughters always hated it. They were like, you just don't look like a gray-haired person. And, you know, it's a look, you know. It's a real look. And while we're talking about it being a look, I just want to throw this aside in and ask you if you were paying attention to this. I know you may not have had time, but, you know, recently they had that Versus with Earth, Wind, and Fire and the Isley Brothers, and Ron Isley came out on stage with all of this fabulousness in his hair, gray, and in his beard. And the internet, the women on the internet went wild, everything from the young ones to the older ones. And I guess Ron is like 79 years old, but he was killing it with that look. I mean, it was fabulous looking. And from what I could see, lots of younger women were like, you know, I might have to check out the fellas that are in that age range. Maybe I've been overlooking something that, you know, might be really good. His wife, His wife is 44. They look incredible together. I mean, just wonderful together. But he was killing the look.
Wow.
How have you had an impact at all on men as well? We'll get to talking about women, but I'm just curious. Oh, one thing I want to throw in too. Anybody, if you have not seen Earth, Wind, and Fire in concert, I know I've heard rumors about them coming together, Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire, but I'm going to tell you,
wow,
that's one of the best concerts ever to go to is Earth, Wind, and Fire. Just saying. Okay, Tracy.
Okay.
Well, right. Anything, any impact on men that you can share as far as graying? I know your husband's carrying it off really well, too.
Yes, yes. He looks great. Me wearing my gray and men seeing it, I would say I think I had the worst issue with my African-American men at first as my confidence.
Responding to you?
With my gray hair. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They were probably the most critical. Other races either admired it or didn't say anything at all. Now, as I kept going, now the men love it. I have no complaints from men about my gray hair whatsoever. But in the beginning, it was my brothers that had an issue with my hair being gray.
And they
strangers.
Say things like what?
Wow, you are so beautiful. But that gray hair, you should really do something about that gray. You would be so much more beautiful if you would just dye your hair.
Mm.
I heard that.
Wow.
Coming off of dates. Yes, ma'am.
My goodness. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I think you wear it so extremely well. But what I was getting at, the beard and the hair with men, being gray. Have you had any encounters with that you can share? I mean, you live with it. With your
husband. Let me tell you what I think. It is sexy.
Yeah,
it is. As a matter of fact, I will immediately compliment a man. All races, when I see them with their gray in their beards and in their hair, because it is beautiful. My husband, oh my gosh, he knows I just love it. And he is very comfortable in his own skin. And that is a beautiful thing because it also allows me to be equally as free in my graydom. Just as he is in
mm-hmm.
his, and I applaud his freedom.
What do you think has been the key factor other than people like you talking about the aging factor? Because, there was a time when graying represented getting old, both for men and women. And there are still lots of people today, I don't know that women particularly are trying to just hide their gray, but they just prefer something else, you know, prefer a different look, a different color, and all of that. But things are changing because I see so much of it. I see so many women who are really doing very stylish, fashionable things with their cuts, with how they're walking in the fact that they've aged to the point of being gray now, or they're, whenever they started becoming gray. There are even women who are coloring their hair, grays and platinums now. What would you say, what do you think is the factor do you think it's all because of the fashion that the mindset is changing and that we're embracing it? Because as you said, particularly for men, I think it is very attractive. I think it's very sexy. I like beards anyway, but
goatees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So women know that they know women think, rather, that it is attractive and sexy, and maybe that's been the compelling force behind what we're seeing and seeing so much of it. What are your thoughts?
I know what the men, it has always been, for lack of better words, a status of distinguished, wise, sage, so men can pull that off. I am loving seeing women come out more. I have bonded with so many Silver Sisters such as you and, oh my goodness, a plethora of women that are showing off their gray. And what we're seeing, because we are niching ourselves as midlife coaches, we normally hear from people, that gray looks good on you, but I just can't do that. It won't look good on me. And I'm looking at them like, you haven't even started. What are you talking about? A lot of people do associate, and I'm going to say more so also the media and the beauty industry still has a long ways to go, but they usually associate the graying behind feebleness, invisibility, unattractiveness, poverty, and death. Now, we do have some supermodels that are killing it, and I'm so thankful. We do have one African-American supermodel, Joanne Johnson. I'm hoping that you and I can follow up in those ranks right behind her, where she is basically deemed the African-American gray-haired supermodel. I do notice that for models of color, there's usually three places where we're typecast when it comes to gray hair in the media. It's usually as grandparents lacking style. We're in a medical commercial where we need medicine to keep us alive, but we got one foot in the grave and the other one slipping. Or it's around poverty and death. So we still have a ways to go. And I think that's why the social media is blowing up with so many beautiful gray hair people, because we know that we can represent our full royalty, if you will. Gray hair is a crown and a tear, and we can do it in the media, no problem.
You know, it's interesting. For years, I've tried to talk my agency into letting me have a different look with dark hair, and they have just totally refused. I mean, emphatically.
Wow.
And it took, but here's the thing, and you kind of alluded to it, and it's not their fault. What they are doing, and had to help me understand, and I had to do my own investigation of it, is that, you know, we live in the same area, you and I, and the clients that come after us, our look, it's popular where we live. It's very popular. It may not be that case in Florida or L.A. or you know, New York, but where we live and in the Midwest, that look, that senior woman, that grandma, that older woman look with the gray hair is popular. And they knew that there was a possibility I would lose out on audition calls if I did that. And I would state my argument. I said, but you don't see, look at all the other industry women who are my age. They're not doing gray, you know. And so they won because I trust them, and I've been working for them for many, many years. But I thought it was interesting you brought that up, because it is often with insurance or, you know, somebody being on their sick bed or, you know, in yes. certain types of situations yeah. where a low income, you know,
yeah.
I've done that, you know, with the free cell phone, you know. So you're absolutely on point, and I could see where those media messages that we're delivering could be disturbing,
you know,
to people it really could be, you know, but as actors, like we are in those commercials and ads, it's just that because you and I are living another an other kind of concept
totally.
With our lives, totally. So
yes,
but
yes.
I could see where that could cast a different light on what it is that really can potentially be brought about as far as your feelings of aging, and particularly, you know, being gray. So I'm hoping that there are more situations in advertising where they, and I've even said this sometimes on set, that there's a new wave of being a gray-haired woman, and you know,
yes.
she doesn't look so much like, you know, she got left out of the lineup of older, you know, of people, you know.
Yes. But you know, Silver,
I remember the first time I saw they put I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, finish your thought.
Well, I was just thinking about the, you know, they send us these things that say elderly woman, and I'm always looking at it like, yeah, but no, you don't mean me, do you? When they send those audition things to us. So it's just got to change. You know, they've got to label it something different. Older woman, fine. You know, senior woman, you know, all of that works, but... You know, when you say elderly, I'm thinking, no, you don't mean me.
No, I'll even say grandma,
age.
Grandmother.
Yeah. You know, we get those. But anyway, we are trying to bring a more positive, pleasing, exciting
yes.
look to that. So you talk about
yes.
that. You go ahead and talk about embracing that age and stage. Of being gray.
I will share this. My husband and I shot a commercial, and we did the fitting, and they pulled out clothes. While it was relatively stylish, they were trying to make us look old. And
mm-hmm.
we would try on the clothes, and we'd bebop in there, and me sashaying in there. The director's like, you know what, just forget it. Just put them in regular clothes. Oh, we laughed coming out of there. We were like, we are not your average grandparents. We're just not.
Right.
You know, time out for trying to fit us in a box. Here's the deal. Between 1900 and 1950, you know what the average age people were dying was in their 40s. And so we are just terrified when we hit this certain age that life is over as we know it. So we stop moving, basically. We have not had
mm-hmm.
models to really show organic living, your ages out until you go home to glory. We haven't really had that. Now, my mom, she might dye her hair, but that woman is 74 years old, still running up and down stairs and works circles around people's head. To me, she is the epitome of youth at the age of 74. Before my dad passed away, same thing. We are firm believers that age is just a number. With your gray hair, let's just blow this myth right now. Gray is a color. It is not an age. It is not a condition. It is not a stage of life. It is simply part of your wrapping paper that's on top of your head, that bow. We have to embrace the true gift of who we are. That's the main thing. Quit focusing on the wrapping paper. Embrace the wrapping paper with the bow. But embracing the gray, it goes deeper than that. Who are you? Why are you? And if you don't discover that, some of that may have a whole lot to do with the reason why you cannot embrace your gray.
Hmm. You said something I want to ask.
I said, say la, think on that.
You said something I want to reflect on a little bit because I think we all have paradigms Tracy, you know that. Mm-hmm. And I know we learn from person to person how very different they can be. You know, people, you know, have said to me, you just don't look like a grandmother or great-grandmother. And I feel good. That's good. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing that was the epiphany for me. I don't try to look young. I try to stay youthful. That's the difference for me. I can't get young again.
Thank you.
I can't get young again. That's not going to happen. But I can stay youthful. And that's the difference. And so I do that according to my own standards. I was thinking about it today when somebody had said something to me, because one day to church I wore a very short skirt with thigh-high boots with a dress coat, a fashion dress coat.
You were covered,
you know,
at least. Yes.
Yeah, I was covered. You would see my leg kick out in those boots, you know, while I'm walking. But that's how I feel about myself. I can't, you know, and you know, when I sat down across my legs, it was all boot and leg and short skirt. But I wasn't sitting in the front row. I wasn't trying to do that. That wasn't my point. But I had any day that I dress, I'm dressing to make me happy with how I feel about what I'm doing and where I'm going. I keep my wardrobe youthful. I'm not trying, except for those bunch of clothes that we know we have to take to these to these jobs. I've got some polyester stuff and all of that. Big shirts that, you know, you don't too much wear any other time. But my point is, if you can find, and please reflect on that, if you find your groove with feeling youthful, and I've seen women and men both trying to have whatever they're doing with the dress make them feel youthful. And I don't know that that's the right direction. I think you have to feel youthful on the inside and then do it.
Yes.
I saw a woman one day. I was at the at-home store just looking around because it's fun in there. But this woman had on teeny bopper tennis shoes. She had on some short shorts, like Daisy Duke shorts, and a cutoff top. She really wasn't built for that. And then she had her hair parted down the middle and two pigtails with ribbons. And I was looking and thinking, stood behind her for a long time because whatever she was doing was taking for a long time, but just enough for me to analyze and think about what she may have been thinking. And I'm not being judgmental, but I observe things just to help myself have stuff to talk about like right now. But I looked and I thought, I know that's making her feel some kind of way about herself because all of those things look like they belong to her 13-year-old teenage daughter. That's how it looked. Like if you didn't know, all of it from head to toe was like a 13-year-old. And I thought, you know, but that's not, I wish I could take her and just say, look, if you put on this and this and this and, you know, get that haircut and, you know, you would feel like $1 million, you know. You would feel like $1 million bucks. And you'd feel energetic and youthful because it comes a different way and a different understanding. But I really said that to say that that's just not the appropriate. It's okay if that's what you decide to do, but if you're trying to look youthful, it's a whole other dynamic, and I do believe in embracing youthfulness, absolutely. But just keep in mind, I don't care how old you get, how great you get, you cannot be young again if you're not. You're not going backwards with this thing, but you may as well go gratefully into embracing youthfulness because you can do that, and you can do that so well. Anybody, any of us can. I don't care how old you are. I've seen wonderful posts on Facebook of women who are in their 80s and even 90s who are just, again, they're killing it how they look, you know? So You know, embrace the youthfulness. Embrace the idea of being youthful, and don't worry about that gray, but, you know, just be your absolute best. And I know you've got lots to say about that, Tracy.
I do. It's all about being yourself, and it goes back to what I earlier. If you really don't know who you are and how you are and the grit that you are created to be, you will take that gift that you are and put it in see-through grab bags and whatever else, because you don't really understand who you are. You might not even wrap the gift. True beauty, true worth, everything starts from the inside. And nowadays, we have to age boldly, because if it was left up to society, the media, and even family and friends, you got a wrinkle. There's an anti-aging cream for that. I see gray hair. You need to go touch up some roots. You're going to look old, you know, things like that. We have to bold agely. And when it comes to, age boldly, y'all. Sorry about that. And when it comes to wearing gray hair should be worn with confidence and attitude. Gray does not age us. We age ourselves. And I'm going to specifically address the women, because most men don't have an issue with their gray beards and their gray hair. Women, on the other hand, because society says you will look old and ugly, we'll cover it up in a minute. But I will say this to you, Queen. Your gray is your tiara. And everyone's tiara is like a fingerprint. When you start sprouting them grays, you're basically walking in the womb, which is the world. The world is just going to have to wait for you to be fully developed. But that is your special tiara that is made just for you. Don't quite like it? Get a cute haircut. This is coming in. Can't stand the tradition, or the transition. Get you a hat, get you a cap, get you a headband, and let the transition take place. But it goes even deeper than that. You transform on the inside, because you begin to learn, as everybody thinks they're going through an ugly stage, okay, that's your cocoon for the moment. You get to flex your muscle on how to deal with people who have ugly things to say because of their issues about aging. You also learn to develop confidence in being comfortable with you, first and foremost, and being pleasing to you, because when you learn true self-love on the inside, oh, man, love begets love. When I became totally comfortable after being verbally assaulted about my gray and began to really love myself, love found me in the name of Frederick Byerly, and he loved everything about me, including my gray hair. Love emanates out of you. If you talk to any woman who has transitioned into her gray, ask her about her story, about who she came to be. There's something powerful about embracing your gray. Your head just doesn't transform. You transform, and it's beautiful.
I love what you just said, Tracy, and I think, you know, I know that part of what you do with women encouraging their gray is try to get them to overcome their feelings of being unattractive or, not being accepted. And that confidence, self-confidence that you just spoke of, is really a game changer, because it's interesting when people see you, oftentimes they sense you. And when they do, and I'm particularly talking about the opposite sex now, because you mentioned your husband loving your gray, when you carry yourself in a certain kind of way, and that confidence shows, and it doesn't look like you're thinking to myself, oh, I know he would never like me or never want me because look at all this gray hair I got and, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's scent. It's a funny thing. A lot of people may not realize it, but feeling inadequate and, when people encounter you, it's an unspoken sense that people can recognize. But if you step into, as Tracy just said, stepping into who you are and embracing who you are in that gray, you might have to hold the cougars down.
Yes. Young men.
There are men who who love that. There are men who love that who are younger. So, you know, you need to hear what we're saying today.
And to what you said, the people speaking that nobody will want me with this gray, I would say to you, you shall have what you say. You better change that.
Mm-hmm.
You better say, I embrace my gray because it will weed out the shallow and bring me a nice, mature person who is ready to live life. That's what you need to say.
Absolutely. The Ron Isleys, they're okay. Sure, I'm not weeding them out. They're there, and that's what you like. But I'm just trying to say, if you can come into yourself in a way that you're embracing all the things that Tracy said and being confident, there are plenty of younger men who really enjoy and love women who are older and who are gray and have no problem being side by side with you. So get rid of all that negative talk about your gray hair and how nobody will want you. And he may not be showing up now, but he can show up, ladies, and you just got to believe that because it's just the absolute truth. You can attract what you want by what you do and what you say. So come on and embrace that gray. And, you know, like Tracy said, get a cute haircut. And I thought of this, Tracy, when you were saying that. A lot of times when women are graying and they don't feel it's coming in right, these hairdressers now know how to kind of help you along so that it looks more even and flowing too until, you know, you're coming in more completely, or you may just want to go with that. But it's a beautiful look. It's a extremely beautiful look. And, again, it's not delegated to age anymore necessarily, but if you're struggling with it, and those are women that we're talking to today for sure, Just flip the switch, change the mindset, do what you need to do to get to the point where you're loving yourself. You look in the mirror and you really like everything that you see about yourself.
Ooh, you said that right there. That is the biggest thing. You know, I understand that there are some people that, and you know, in our industry as models, have to cover up the grays and do certain things. Cover up grays because you getting and keeping your job, this discrimination behind gray is so real. Where my heart hurts, and I know yours does too, and that is the reason why Unapologetically Gray is written. That book is written for those who society says your looks are either undesirable or unacceptable. I just used my gray hair story to bring about healing, empowerment, and confidence. When you are to the point that you dislike yourself and how you look because this is what society says is not good, that is where your number one issue is. You've got to separate. You've got to get professional help. So be it. I recommend joining support groups that have the gray hair, and I know a whole bunch of them. I'm in them. That you're in with a community that embraces the beauty of gray hair and transitioning and loving every step of where they're growing. That's what you need.
Yeah, indeed. And I'm glad you brought that up, Tracy, because the way messaging will come across. And I you're right, it does hurt. When I think about a woman with graying hair and feeling like she's old, and then somebody says something that cuts right into her heart about her age and about her gray hair, that's the kind of thing that will make a woman stop trying to live life healthy and whole and happy. Just the one time.
Authentic.
For some women.
Yep.
It only takes that one time because she just believed it. She bought into what was said. And I know how hard that can be. People are cruel. Yeah. They say stuff or they're just not understanding what they said is was going to, you know, hit you like a slap in the face. They, you know, be forgiving and realize that there are a lot of people like that. They just don't know that what they said, you know, would cut to the core. Get to the point where, you know, I'm sorry, say that again, Tracy.
I said that those people that are saying things like that, those are their issues. Has nothing to do with you. That's their projectile verbal vomit that they are spewing out on you.
But as Tracy said, you know, the trend is changing. And so it change with it and realize that there are opportunities in support groups. There may be places where you might want to work or go or do or be that may not feel what you want them to feel about you, but that's the case with a lot of us, regardless of what color our hair is. So you have to know that if there's that sense of you don't belong and it's real or they just don't want you there, I can remember, I don't know why this came to me, but I'm going to say a very popular organization that I wanted to be a part of. And I went and to meeting to join. Everybody knows the name, but I'm not going to say it because I don't want to give them a black eye. But for real, they just did not, I don't know what it was. You know, I feel like I can bring a lot to the table. I have ideas and, you know, energy and all of that, but they didn't feel I had the right flavor. So I said that to say this was a big, well-known organization, and I could have walked away feeling some kind of way. Even now I could put it on blast, but I'm not because, you know, maybe it wasn't. I'm glad it didn't work out. They didn't want me there. I didn't want to be there. But don't go away feeling like life has every opportunity has been destroyed because somebody said something or did something or just wasn't accepting of you. That's kind of a thing, you know. That's not, you're not going to be wanted or accepted everywhere you want to go for various reasons. But what we're talking about today has so much to do with just your true self, sense of self and self-esteem that if you are feeling old aged and like your gray hair is just too much, well, this whole conversation has been geared to helping you feel inspired and empowered about really changing your mindset about who you are, where you are in life. Age really is just a number. We're at a stage, you know, and so I just believe in being whatever best you can be, taking care of yourself, trying to do every healthy, conscious thing that you know of to feel well, and of course, you know, doing those things that keep you active and looking how you want to look. Not everybody wants to look, you know, like a fashion model. That's not what we're saying either. But when I say look, you know, some of the most beautiful women don't have a stitch of mascara lipstick on their face. It's not really about that either. It's, again, comes from within. That says to the world how beautiful and how confident you are about yourself.
Silver, if I may say this, we are all created as masterpieces. And I believe that, yes, we are created as free will beings, as masterpieces, and we have been given permission to perhaps enhance the masterpiece. But not alter it. So let that masterpiece, let that masterpiece, you know, you can shine a different light on it, move it to a different place, but just don't alter the masterpiece. Things, you know, gray hair, this is a part of the evolution process. And again, it goes deeper than that. You are, well, and it goes back to the tiara. A queen knows who she is inside and out. That tiara just happens to be a part of her, but it's not the full, total focus of her. It's a beautiful asset. I challenge you, queens, and you kings who are struggling, reign in your royalty. Tiara, crown, and all. Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Well, we are nearing the end of the show. Tracy, we've had like 10 minutes, but I don't want to run into, you know, we're down to a minute. So there's some things I would like to talk about. There's a couple of things that you have going. I know that you, of course, have this book. I want you to talk about that and probably they can get it. But also the work that you and your husband are doing together, I'd like for you to reflect on that because you are also teaming up to inspire people in certain areas. So do that for us, and then I know there's something else you'd like to share before we end.
Absolutely. Again, I touched on Unapologetically Gray, the book being written. If you are struggling with low self-esteem because of how you look, this book has an area where you can journal. You will be challenged to just think about some things and start your transforming process. It has nothing to do with gray hair, but at the same time, too, it can be a part of it because I use my gray hair story. So self-esteem issues, including gray hair, I'm going to put it that way. This book is for you. My husband and I are currently holding master classes. We just finished our last one this weekend. We have not settled down yet to put up for the month of May yet, so if anybody's interested, you can go to unapologeticallygray.com, and that's gray with an A, and check the events page. But we have been holding master classes, and the name of the master classes are called Reinvent Aging, How to Rebel Against Society's Beliefs and Create Your Own Best Lifestyles. And in that, we talk about the reason why people freak out at that certain age, just to set the mindset stuff, and the difference between getting old versus growing old. And then we talk about creating a second lifestyle that you can be excited about. And we have young people joining our master classes and loving them. They're free, by the way, 75 minutes. We have young people who love it and say that it's just not for the older people. It's for them, too, because, it goes behind gray, but we're huge about embracing your authentic self wherever you are. So if you're interested in those, give us a day because we've been traveling. We'll get May's and possibly June's dates up there as well, too. But we would love it. The master classes are very intimate and small. We keep them very small. And lives are being changed in our master classes. And, yes, the master classes are free. I have to repeat that again.
I know they are. You're incredible, both of you. Can you give out the websites? I know what they are, but why don't you go ahead and share those, please? I know you have to.
The Unapologetically Gray website, where we're doing the master classes, is unapologeticallygray.com. And again, that's gray with an A. If you are in transition, be it in life, in looks, your middle age, and we don't discriminate, we'll take the young people too, but our hearts are for middle age, you can go to Your Chosen Path, and that's P-A-S-S, as in Supersport, yourchosenpath.com, and schedule a complimentary coaching session with us so we can find out where you are, what you desire, and see if we can work well together. We are midlife coaches to help people transition during this middle life stage. The sandwich generation gets beat up pretty good sometimes. We know what that's like. We want to support.
And your social media platforms, would you mention where you are?
Oh, absolutely. We are on Instagram under Unapologetically Gray. You can also follow me personally at Tracy Byerly. That's Tracy with an I, Byerly. And then on Facebook, you can follow me personally, Tracy with an I, DeMoss Byerly. Or you can follow us on our business Facebook page, Unapologetically Gray.
Awesome.
Those are our places.
Awesome.
Oh, and Pinterest.
Well,
I need to get Pinterest built up. Oh, we're on Pinterest too. Unapologetically Gray.
Well, I tell you, it's been wonderful talking with you, and it just has. I love this conversation because I think we're moving into a mindset with aging that is really changing, and I love it.
Yes.
So this is just exactly what I enjoy sharing with people who are in that midlife, as you mentioned. Now, I know there's something you would like to share before we wrap. So we've got a few minutes. You want to do that?
Oh, please, yes. Audience, here we go. Hi, love. There is a story behind your distinctive existence. You are chosen to be a wonder. And if you do not already know why, owe it to yourself to learn what makes you so special, because you truly are. You are powerful in your own right, even if you don't feel it, see it, or know it yet. You were designed to silence the foolish talk about whatever makes people uncomfortable with you without lifting a finger. You, in your extraordinarily fashioned way, have a divine purpose to be exactly as you are. I hope that this book inspires you to find your liberty, your voice, protection, and love for yourself to clearly express your uniqueness and focus on your whole best being. You do not have to be obnoxious to prove your boldness, unless that is just your innate personality. Most people believe that they must be confrontational to make their presence known, but that is not necessary for you. We have all heard that saying, meekness is great strength under control. You are good enough. You have nothing to prove. No more shrinking back or hiding. Do not let the voice of ignorance shut you up and have the final say about you. Speak up to amplify the best of you. Live your best life and be unapologetically you. Signed, Unapologetically Gray. Smooches, I love y'all. Thank you for spending this time with me and Sylvie today.
Oh, I appreciate you so much. That was so beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I'll just say what I said earlier about gray and aging. Don't fret it. Be fierce with it. And I just love how beautifully you said all of that. I want to thank you so much for allowing this time for us to talk about something that, you know, if you're not there, you're going there. To that midlife, for sure.
Yes.
So I appreciate you, and I look forward to following up, chatting with you, and we live in the same area, so we're going to be grabbing lunch, and I'm sure showing up at some auditions again or jobs again. We have different ages, but I'm so glad we met. I really am. Just, again, it's just been super, super duper fun. So make sure you say hey to Fred. I know he must be listening and sharing this conversation on, but say hey for me anyway. And
I will.
I'm going to touch base with you again a little bit later. In the meantime, you just stay fierce yourself, because you really are. Appreciate everything that you have shared today. So many takeaways that I know will encourage and empower people.
I love you. I love your heart, and thank you for having me.
Love you back. You enjoy your day. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I want to thank all of you for hanging in there. Oh, my goodness. I know you must have learned something about being unapologetically great. Sorry, not sorry. That's what I say. Yes, indeed. Don't fret that gray. Don't fret aging. Be fierce with it. That's the avenue to take. So I hope you enjoyed this show just as much as we did. Oh, God, I felt like it was awesome stuff that, you know, I feel that way every week. I'm talking about stuff that needs to be said. But this was, this was intimate. This was really, really special, because, I'm in that age and stage. So I appreciate all the empowering information that I can get. I get inspired and excited, too. Well, I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next week. I'm going to have Sunday Nunes back. He's going to talk to us about all of this stuff that's been going on with the vaccination and the Johnson & Johnson thing and all of that. You know, she's my go-to person for all things that are medical. She's a genius in the pharmaceutical industry, and she shares. She keeps it real. She really brings it. So if you have time, please tune in again and watch for the details about the show for next week. So I hope you have an exciting day. Be good. You be blessed. You be awesome. And stay safe.